Okay, some POL. We got our PO and LLS. I'm not sure if it is there already, but just wanted to make something out of it. This Hero's Journey Old Age version, where instead of going through challenges and trials, by meeting monstrous enemies, his trial became maybe even more difficult and challenging . It was about love. Now there he meets. First, we can make it a little comic here, comical, where he is after being kicked out by his wife. He starts to, he first thinks this is it, vanaprastha, ki jai, and maybe this was the best after all, and but never more. I'd learned my lesson, but you know, and then it starts drifting into a saffron rooms there, but as it does, then whoops, there's a lady there appearing, and well, yeah, sure, I'm not looking for another lady like that, I'm not needy, but well, I mean, if Krishna puts someone there in my way and I'm put in her way and there's a purpose to that, we should help each other and make each other happy in Krishna service, then so be it. And then he got into well, the story goes like this. And then we put the story there about him and that inner voice and her all of a sudden showing up. And in fact, this whole story was born from that episode, and then poof, gone, nothing. No love relationship. No relationship at all. Because he made a fool out of himself, as usual. But he learned a lot, and well, maybe she too. But had all these weird little events there. You know, the hotel room and the peeping hole and starting that music and coming in and dance. I mean, what a story. So we make it comical, and then you have this Pia there, who kind of understands what is going on, or at least sees it's a possibility there that it's just being played with or tested here. And this is just my, he even speaks like that. It's just my, you know, you Krishna. And the question is just, is it Yoga Maya or Mahamaya? So that becomes his question. And his only way to get that question answered now in the last one is to learn. Or actually decide to and do it, simply giving himself to Dharika Giridhari, and they may decide, especially Srimati Gandharvika. If and what and how and who. And well, she does and not making it easy for our protagonist here, but teaching him some good lessons. And one of those each and every one of each one of those three episodes. So there will be a little trilogy here within our bigger story. Yeah, why not? And I want it written now on the, you know, the same style as I started writing Pio's story. Just being there with him the way he is now. In 1977 or now. In 2004. No, 2024. 2024. Oof. So then now he learned from that. He realizes, he accepted that he lives on borrowed time now, so to speak. And it's time to dedicate life to your life's mission. And yes, yourself and your mission, rather than someone else and his or her mission. Been there, done that, but now I have not more time for that, he thought. And advice to the youngsters, you know, when you approach, kind of start hitting that 70 birthmark, 70th year of age in this body, then you start realizing things. First of all, exit door over there, not so far away anymore, maybe even visible. And yes, the temporal nature of this body and how different it feels and looks now compared to when we were 20, same people, different bodies. And you have the meeting there with the PO and his first girlfriend. You can put that into their dialogue. So yeah, we follow the same guy through his life and see how he changes, and his hero's journey.